Iranian women's soccer team continues journey back to Iran in asylum reversal. By Warner Todd Houston on March 16, 2026. The Iranian women's soccer team is preparing to leave Malaysia for Oman on the next leg of their trip back to Iran after some team members asked Australian officials for political asylum, but later withdrew their applications. Asian Football Confederation General Secretary Win Sirjan told the media that Iranian officials scheduled the flight to Oman. John also said that Oman will not be the last leg of the players' trip. But more details were not available, according to the New York Post. Soccer officials could not say whether they were satisfied that the players would be safe once they returned to Iran. It is widely believed that Iranian officials threatened the lives of family members of the women's players. And those threats factored into their decision not to seek asylum in Australia. It is also believed that they face execution upon returning to Iran. Win Sirjan added that the AFC had not received any complaints or statements directly from any of the players that they feared for their lives or the lives of their loved ones back in Iran. The controversy of the women's team began at the World Cup when members of the Iranian team asked for asylum in Australia. Since that first game, activists in Australia have demanded that the Australian government step in and prevent the team from going back home because they fear the women will face certain retaliation and peril once back in Iran. President Trump also commented on the situation. Australia is making a terrible humanitarian mistake by allowing the Iranian women's national soccer team to be forced back to Iran, where they will most likely be killed. Don't do it, Mr. Prime Minister, give asylum. The US will take them if you won't. Thank you for your attention to this matter, he wrote on a Truth Social post. However, after a few days had passed, the women began one by one to reject the asylum offer and go back to Iran. The ultimate fate of the Iranian players is still unknown. It is also unknown why they reversed their decisions to seek asylum. Two of the Iranian players remain in Australia and are the only two who have not reversed their decision to seek political asylum. Australia's Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite called the situation very complex. These are deeply personal decisions, and the government respects the decisions of those that have chosen to return. And we continue to offer support to the two that are remaining, he added. The two players who remained in Australia have been whisked off to an undisclosed location. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.